I-7509, how can I help you?
I just left some drunk guy back at the last stop. He has a long, is a white guy, black hair, black beard, about 6'1" or so, and I left him, he's got a long metal pole, and he stuffed alcohol in his jacket, and is belligerent, and I left him there, and, I kicked him off the bus because he wouldn't get rid of his alcohol.
Okay, I copy, and you're doing okay?
No, I'm not. I'm not doing okay at all. I'm not doing okay. I'm really not doing okay. I'm gonna be fine. I'm really struggling.
Okay, where are you right now? I want you to pull over and stop for me.
Okay, I'm just gonna get through the light so I can do so safely. Just a second. Sorry, I had to get through the light safely so that I could pull over. I'm on Lombard at, I don't know, I've never driven the 75 before, at Oswego. I've just had too many people that have been really belligerent and really awful. Hi!
Okay. And you're still with me, right? It sounds like you were going to talk to somebody.
Oh, I'm just asking a customer if he wanted a new mask, since his was pretty dirty. So he took one.
Okay. And I copy that, you know, you've been dealing with a lot of people. Unfortunately, you know, we have a lot of mental illness out there, and unfortunately, you guys are the ones that get to deal with it. And so it can really take a toll on you, which is what I hear, and I'm sorry that you're having to deal with all this.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to just try and roll and just kind of just, I'm just trying to suck it up, really, and I'm just really just trying to just keep going. It's just really hard.
So I really don't want you to roll when you're crying. I just feel that that's not a good position for you. Hold on just a second. We're going to time out.